Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Up as a get on done when the sun is set. There's still more than a few things left I haven't got to yet. Go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air, put on my glove, play some catch. It's time that I make time for that. Wave the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine, sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living. That's the next thing on my list.
Wouldn't change. Song of the day, My List by Toby Keith, 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Cause I've got more important things. Like pushing my kid on a backyard swing. I won't break my back for $1 million. I can't take to my grave. So I put off for tomorrow what I could get done today. Like go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air, put on my glove and play some catch. It's time that I make time for that. Wade the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine.
Once again, your song of the day, My List by Toby Keith, 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
I could try to push back hard on that because I'm not a big country fan and all that. And
says the Chris Christopherson fan over here.
Well, I like old-time country.
Oh, okay, fair. Someone argued Toby's getting closer to old-time.
Yeah, and I like him. I mean, I'm just not going to push back on that song. It's too pleasant. That's a pleasant song.
It is pleasant.
It's a beautiful message, and it's just, how do you not like it? It's kind of one of those songs where I try not to like it, but I just can't not like
yes.
it. I like it. I mean, I like it. I kind of like...
You like Toby.
Yeah, I kind of like the fact you played country with our friend Derek Bombeck not here.
I had played country without him here before.
Okay, I'll give that a solid 8.5. 8.5.
Now, you asked, how can you not like that song? Harrison was smirking during that. Although he grew up in the country area of Hardington, he's not a country music fan. So, I think he respects Toby. I do. But not to the rate anywhere where you were at there. I'm going to go 4.1.
Yeah, higher. 6.0.
I'd hope it's higher. Please be higher. Oh, come on. 3.3. It's just not my type of country. Are you old school country or are you new old school?
So you like Johnny Cash. You like Waylon Jennings.
Chris Christopherson.
Willie
Nelson?
Willie.
He loves Willie.
You like Willie? Not so much. See, I like Willie, Chris Christopherson, Waylon.
He likes Garth Brooks, I'm
Johnny
sure.
Cash.
Tim McGraw, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's not, see, I'm going
that's
back
90s
further.
Country, though. Harrison was 22 years old.
I like Emmylou Lou Harris. You know who Emmylou Lou Harris is?
I don't.
You don't. That is incredible. You need to figure that one out.
Maybe he likes Clint Black. Tom Petty's not country, Harrison. He's not. No. Look at it.
He's not country. Jake, you have to address this with our son. I'm going to leave this one to you.
I can't. Harrison, Tom Petty.
I'm going to leave this one to you.
Not country music.
No, Harrison, would you please talk to our son?
Sip and I both love Tom Petty. We have Tom Petty radio on our Sirius XM dial.
I mean, to be fair, there's a few songs he sings that do. There's a few. I heard some yesterday. I was listening to Tom Petty radio all day yesterday. It's funny.
You don't know how it feels is not country. It's because it has a harmonica. It does not make it country.
It's not country.
That's not country, Harrison.
No, that is not a country song. It's not played on
country. He's trying to pull that song up and say that's country.
It's not played on country stations at all.
Probably in the history of time.
Right.
Ever.
No.
No, because it has a harmonica in it. It's country. No, Harrison, that's not. Tom Petty is not
It's
country.
Okay, Harrison. You're just not. You're usually spot on.
Yeah, that's his first time he had an egregious error.
Yeah, this is egregious.
I had to back off the microphone when I saw that.
I know.
Tom Petty.
Okay, we're going to have to talk.
You're talking to two Tom Petty diehards in here.
Yeah.
On that note, some ratings coming in. What do you think are the guesses?
Oh, I think people like this song.
I think it's hard to dislike that song, but here we go. 8 from Harper, 5 from Harper's dad, 8.8 from Ohio Husker, 9.5 Leroy. Jennifer says, I don't like country, but it's a 7. I like it.
Yeah, it's a nice song.
Grandpa Rick, 9.5. Rod, 7.5. 2 from Bird in Columbus.
Hello, Bert, from my hometown.
Bird.
Hello, Bird.
There we go. 2.1 from Eric, 8.2 Sledge. 10 of 10 from Ben, 2 from Corey in Lincoln. Not thankful for this, he says, in the spirit of
is
Thanksgiving.
That hardcore?
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. 6.5. Jake, are you doing okay? Just checking on you. I'm fine. It's a good song. Yeah, Nebraska won last night. I'm good.
Doing okay.
8.5. And all right, there we go. Mike in Kansas, 8.2.
Hello, Mike.
On that note, let's get to it. It's the mailbag time. Send them in.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Okay, starting off things, we have a short question from Michael on the mailbag.
Okay.
He says, very simple, what is your favorite Nebraska Black Friday memory?
I don't know. You go first.
Well, I was
like,
not...
What does that mean?
Well, Nebraska's played some meaningful games in their history on Black Friday.
Yeah, I'm terrible at these. Go ahead. I'm interested. Okay, I'll tell you.
No, this is going to be lame, but I'm going to say it anyways because it didn't really... wasn't anything great. I was in Muscatine, Iowa at my aunt and uncle's house watching Nebraska play Colorado in 2005.
Oh, okay.
And they beat him 30-3. That was okay. Zach Taylor, I believe, that quarterback. And they just blasted him. I know it wasn't a meaningful game for anything, but I like the fact that I could watch a game and not have to be worried about the outcome because it was over to start with.
I'm terrible with memories. The game that stands out most is the 13-7 win.
I was there.
In the bitter cold when you called the game.
Yes, for KRNU.
Yeah, that's the one I remember the most because of the bitter cold.
It was that's not by any means my favorite.
No,
they won.
Horrifying.
That was horrifying.
And, but I guess I remember it because that's one of the type of games I point to as examples of how tough football players are, football coaches, having that mentality to go out there and, and brave that level of cold. It was an ungodly cold.
That's why you always call Penn State as Siberia, right? It felt like Siberia that day in Iowa City. It was sunny, though. It was sunny.
It was weird, yeah.
But it was horrifyingly cold and windy.
Strangely cold.
No precipitation, no snow, nothing like that.
And Rex ran it a lot.
So they couldn't throw the ball. It was windy.
Yeah, and those guys are just – and I just – there's a lot of examples you could use of toughness, but, man, that would be an example. So good question.
Yes, from Jim. It says, Jake and Sip, what is the most non-traditional Thanksgiving entree you've ever had for Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, so, non-traditional. These are good questions. Go ahead.
I don't know if I have one. Traditional would be, you know, a turkey, obviously. Maybe if you don't eat turkey, ham, I suppose. But turkey is traditional.
Oh, my God. What am I talking about? There was one Thanksgiving where I had to go to – I might have been single if I was maybe on the cusp of not being single. But I went to Colorado on my own for a game, and I left on Thursday because the game was on Friday. And I didn't have a dinner. Not only did I not have Thanksgiving, I didn't have a meal. Because when I got to Colorado, everything was shut down. I couldn't even order a pizza. Everything was shut down. So I ate Thanksgiving out of a vending machine in a hotel.
Wow, there you go. What'd you have?
Incredibly dipped, like pretzels, I think.
Did you have a honey bun?
I had pretzels and M&Ms, and I mixed them in a bowl. And that was it. And I was... Now, I say that now. I used to not even talk about it because it was so depressing. I was really depressed. Like, this is awful. This is not the way I want to live at all. But I had to go on my own for some reason. I don't know what the circumstances were. The guys either were already there or coming later. And I got to the hotel, and I started trying to order pizza, trying to look for places that are open. Nothing. Okay, I got to go to the vending machine. I haven't eaten all day.
I've always thought Thanksgiving was all about pretzels and M&Ms for dinner. You know, so congrats. I'm pretty sure I was in Jamaica one year for Thanksgiving back in college.
Yeah.
And so I want to say I probably had some jerk chicken.
Yeah.
Which is not traditional Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So let's go with that one.
Okay, that's a good one.
Last one from Matt on Twitter.
Those are good questions, by the way.
Matt of Simba says, do the Sipple household chickens enjoy Thanksgiving?
I answered him on Twitter. They enjoy every day, best I can tell. Now, I didn't let them out yesterday, and Trix got home late, so they didn't get out yesterday. I'm going to make sure they get out
today. How long do they get out for, and how far
I could let them out when I get home today, and they can just – they stay pretty close. They'll go to the neighbor's – no. They'll go to the neighbor's either side. They go on the other side of the fence, but they always make – you never have to worry about it.
The neighbors have no issue with chickens in their yard?
No, they don't. I think they like it, best I can tell. But the chickens don't bother anybody. You got to be kind of careful because sometimes we live across the street from a school and the kids get pretty interested in
it. Well, naturally.
Yeah.
You don't see chickens by schools very often.
No. You don't have to worry about them. And a lot of times they just – the only thing I worry about sometimes is they will migrate into the garage and we have a glass door that gets into the house and they come right up to the glass door looking for tricks.
Mm.
And I always say, you know, you're going to open that door and they're going to come in.
Yep.
And she doesn't seem to mind. I'm like, I don't want chickens in the house, all right? That's where I sort of draw the line, all right?
What are they going to do, poop everywhere?
Yeah, they do poop everywhere. They absolutely poop everywhere.
Peck at your leg?
I don't care about that. It's just that that's where you got to draw the line.
Does Bullet get along with the chickens?
Yeah.
It's not a Bullet
issue. Our animals get along.
All right. Okay.
I mean, there's no problem. The cute two cats.
Norman. No, I can see Norman having some problems.
No, he doesn't.
Really?
No, he doesn't have trouble with
chickens. The evil cat?
No, Norman behaves himself with the family members. He's fine. Mostly with me, even. I mean, sometimes he'll take some swipes at me.
Yeah, I thought he didn't like you.
Well, he takes some swipes.
I could see Norman attacking the chickens.
No, they don't.
Friendly. They're friends.
That's not happening.
They're friends?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
No, he does not attack the chickens.
Glad that Norman can have some nice qualities in him.
Chickens will be out on Thanksgiving.
Top of the hour next. I have an interesting stat for you for an award finalist. Three of them that really makes sense for why Nebraska's season was pretty poor. I'll tell you that next on Early Break of the Ticket.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.